one isn't going to be for everybody, but for those that it will hit the spot, is really needful. Shoreless ocean, who can sound thee? Thine own eternity is round thee, majesty divine. That's a stanza of a verse by one Frederick Fenelon, a writer and a mystic of the 19th century. When you really set your heart on pilgrimage, sooner or later you will find yourself drawn to the mystics of a bygone era. Those people who spent their lives gazing on His Majesty. Most of them had very hard lives, full of pain and deprivation, persecuted by the church of their time for their beliefs, hounded from place to place. Their heart's desire to know Him never wavered, and their legacy remains. There's a way in which we're becoming more and more superficial in our Christianity, more and more concerned with feelings than with knowing Him. It isn't a criticism, it's an observation. It's a result of the time in which we live. But for those whose hearts aren't satisfied, who long for more of Him, those in whose hearts there is a cry ascending to heaven, is that all there is? Reading and meditating on the thoughts of these ancients will bring a measure of relief. For a start, you'll discover you aren't alone in your quest. There have always been those who've wanted more. God has always planted that divine desire in the heart of man. And the result will be that you say less, much less, and think an awful lot more. Your worship won't depend now on the PA and the music group. It will be internal and constant, silent, still and deep. You will have begun to touch the very heart of God. Words can no longer express what's happening on the inside of you. There is a silent delight forming. You are becoming a priest of your God. Like Mary, you sit at His feet in adoring silence. 1 Peter 2:9 in the Message says this, "But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people." Priests who minister day and night to His Majesty. We're all called to be priests to God, but like everything else, we're not all called to this. But if we are, the thirst can't be quenched. The hunger remains. The quest inevitable for more of Him. The blessing is for those who are hungry this day, who identify with this. A ray of hope may just have risen in their hearts that there is more, much more, to be discovered, found, enjoyed, relished and explored about His Majesty. Taste and see, the scriptures say, and you just did. The race of God's anointed priests shall never pass away. Before His glorious face they stand and serve Him night and day. Though reason raves and unbelief flows on a mighty flood, there are and shall be to the end the hidden priests of God. His chosen souls, their earthly dross consumed in sacred fire. To God's own heart their hearts ascend in flame of deep desire. The incense of their worship fills His temple's holiest place. Their song with wonder fills the heavens, the glad new song of grace. Gerhard Tersteegen, 1697 to 1769. That'll be it.